First of all, I want to mention that on your way out from this session, we have the Manhattan Principles listed and handout for you, so you can take that home with you and memorize it, because we'll be having a test later on. I also wanted to say that this is not the end of the day. This is the end of this session. We're going to have another session tonight, and we're very, very fortunate to have Dr. Bill Foege presenting at that time, and I urge you all to come back and listen to that kind of wrap-up. The title of his talk is going to be One World, One Health, Could We Muddle Through? And I'm anxious to hear what the answer to that question is. I did have a few closing remarks of my own, and they are, first, that indications are that health leadership is beginning to think differently. There was a meeting in May of 2004 that Dr. Meslin reminded me of. The WHO, FAO, and OIE met, and for the first time they included wildlife into the equation in their considerations of emerging zoonoses. What we've heard today from the CDC, the USDA, the Wildlife Health Center, is that there is a move to include wildlife and to talk between agencies, but it's a very nascent effort at this point. So momentum is building, but we really need to be cautious about that, because certainly political expediency, funding, the matters of the day are very powerful detractors from global visioning, and that's really what we need at this point. The time for this effort is now, and I hope that today was a significant step in the right direction. As Dr. Coe said, we really need to break out from the cycle of reaction. We need to be proactive. And as Dr. Lubroth mentioned, we need to take those moments between emerging disease outbreaks to collect ourselves and to start creating good policy, good proactive efforts that will prevent the next outbreak. Emerging disease threats continue to have a decidedly human perspective. There's no doubting that, and it only makes sense. We understand so little about the other species, and yet at the same time, we're always very willing to tell everyone what our needs are. At least my circle of folks do. But we must also continue to view wildlife as the victims of disease and not simply as the vectors, and I think we fall into that all too often. We do take a human perspective. What our conservation biology colleagues tell us is that we ignore the effects on species diversity at our own peril. For if the infrastructure of biodiversity is weakened, then the web of life could come tumbling down around us. So I leave with some words of hope. We've seen today we have some very good people focused on the correct problems. Some words of encouragement. We're at the crossroads here in our approach to the health of people, domestic animals and wildlife. So let's take those next positive steps. Words of inspiration. By embracing the unifying concept of One Health, we have the potential to protect people and the diversity of life on which all humanity depends. And before we leave, I'd like to ask you to indulge me just another minute, because I'd like to say some thank yous to a bunch of people. And maybe you can just hold your applause to the end. First, to Dr. Steve Sanderson for giving our health colleagues the opportunity to hold this forum. It has been a great experience, and I think I speak for all of us in that. Also, we have a great organizational team that put this on, and it took us many months to get this together. I mentioned earlier Steve Osofsky and Bill Karish. Bill, who's head of our field vet program, has really made it what it is today. Steve, who's our senior policy analyst, both of whom were really driving forces in the thoughts and the creation of what we did today. Organizationally, Becca Bean and Joanne Ciuti, they've been behind the scenes. They've done a tremendous job in organizing things, as well Lisa Starr, Angela Yang, a number of other people, Felicia Hammerman, Olivia von Mellenkamp, Allison Power, Steve Sodner, John Delaney, Kelly Allward, Sarah Marinello, Kent Redford, Julie Mahard, Deb Baylor, and Anthony Boudou. And lastly, I'd like to thank our collaborators at the Rockefeller University, This is the first attempt at a collaborative effort of this sort, and I think it's worked out very well for all of us, and specifically mention those who helped us: Gloria Phipps, Jennifer Goldenschlag, and Kathy Yarborough. So please, let's give them all a big hand. Once again, I ask you all to please return this evening at 6:45. We're going to have a really excellent talk. Dr. Fagy is a wonderful speaker, and I look forward to his comments, so please come on back. Thank you very much.